This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thanks for being with us today. So today I want to talk to you about lying. What does lying have to do with spiritual life? Well, it has to do with life in general. The situation is that if one is free from lying, he achieves a completely different goal than if he is involved in lying. And you look at it, who isn't lying? Our situation is now that most people lie. I mean, everybody. The real problem with lying is when you lie to yourself. If you are honest with yourself, you have a different perspective. But if you're lying with yourself, it's called illusion. You may think you're a very honest person, but you're stealing stuff. A little bit here, a little bit there. You may think you're a very honest person, but you're telling your kids things that aren't true. Why can't we do this? Well, because I said so, or because of a false reason. Figuring I don't want to be responsible for the ramifications if I tell them the truth, so I just want to go ahead and just get them off my back at the moment. This happens in marriages. When the marriage isn't based on a truthful expression of what's really going on or what you really think or what really happened, it's based on lying. And sooner or later, the parties are caught out. And when you're caught out, it breaks trust. And this is what happens. You break trust. And people don't trust you. You go and say something behind someone's back. Joe is not a great guy. He doesn't know his job. He isn't doing what he should do. And then when you're talking to Joe, he says, Joe says to you, somebody went to the boss and told him I wasn't doing my job right. And you lie. Wasn't me. So this breaks trust. Well, if your word, if your commitment to the truth isn't firm, your life path isn't firm. Because we as karmic, in our karmic predicament, we're responsible for whatever things we say or do. And if you do things wrong, you get things bad on you. You do things right, good things come to you. So the lying process is a very standard problem in our human society. That everyone is telling white lies, little lies, that pollute our consciousness. They pollute our perspective. There are people that think they're very compassionate. They wouldn't, you know, if the dog has hurt its foot, you take care of it. But you eat other animals. The duplicity there is amazing. Sitting there eating a pork chop with one hand and petting a dog with the other hand. The pig that you're eating and the dog that you're petting are both individual sentient beings who have feelings and a desire to live a life. Some people have pigs that are pets. So how does one reconcile, on one hand I'll eat it and kill it, and on the other hand I'll pet it because I'm so compassionate? So these misconceptions that permeate our own interpretation of ourselves causes the problems of our lives. And it builds a wall, a boundary to our becoming spiritual beings. Because the real issue here is you can't lie to God. Now, we've covered in our program, those of you who follow this program and have any, for any portion of the last 11 years we've been here, the Vedic literature firmly establishes that the Lord is in the heart, accompanying the living entities, and is feeling, thinking, willing, witnessing everything that you do. As an individual separated part called the supersoul, Paramatma is the correct term, but he's referred to in general as the super soul, because he's conscious of what's going on in all bodies, and we are only conscious of what's going on in one body. And we have one of those Paramatma expansions in our body with us, witnessing. So I may say to you, yeah, I did it. And yet inside I know I didn't. And the Lord knows I didn't. He's not on the outside and can be lied to. He's on the inside with you and your conscious decision making, with your awareness. And he knows. So when we lie out there among the world, we think we get away with it. But on our record of right and wrong, it still gets chalked up. And you can see that over a period of a lifetime, there's quite a few lies that get chalked up. There's quite a few acts that weren't right or fair, that weren't compassionate, that wasn't a commitment to the truth, that wasn't distributing the facts of the matter so that everyone involved understands them all in proper perspective. These things contamine the heart, contaminate the intelligence, and contaminate the mind. You look at, there are people that we know, they're habitual liars. And they lie to this person and the next person and the next, and after 15 people, they end up going, they can't remember what they told number 12 or number 6. And they screw up and they expose the fact that they've been lying to all 15 people. They get tripped up. Their life becomes a series of trying not to forget the lies you told so that you can maintain the illusion you built by lying. And it ends up a disaster. Sooner or later, everybody finds out. The truth always comes out, is the way it's said. Sooner or later, somebody finds out. Even if the guy, it takes until he dies. And he dies and you find out, oh, he didn't have $6,000 in the bank. He's only got 40 cents. Whatever it might be. So there's two things to discuss now regarding this issue. One is how to change yourself such that you value truthfulness to the point you won't lie. And the other is, how do you get rid of the contamination that's caused by the lies you've been telling or had to tell or told in the past? Now, the first one is, how do we get to the point where we have a commitment to the truth so that we don't become a habitual liar and we don't get caught out, or we don't have to live in that state of, oh my gosh, what did I tell that person? This commitment to the truth is easy to produce, easy to establish, because it's not your own best interest to lie. It might be at the moment, or you might make a little bit of money. But when it comes to the future of your life being good, lying is adverse to that plan. If you want a good life tomorrow, you want to be healthy, you want to be strong, you want to learn more, you want to grow as a being, lying frustrates that plan. Now, who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to be intelligent? Who doesn't want to have a trouble-free life? Everybody does. Well, then you have to realize that truthfulness opens the door to that, and lying frustrates that opportunity. So you have to value things in proper perspective so you don't misuse your free will. It's your free will. You can say the truth or you can say the lie. You have that free will. The people that say the lies end up in trouble of one variety or another, from one direction or another, and their future life is not good. In the Vedic literature, it says these beings fall into lower species of life. They aren't given the human form of life opportunity. Intelligence, hands, ability to speak, the freedom to move about, the opportunity to develop a higher consciousness and better developed intelligence. They don't get it. Because when they had it, they misused it. They lied their way through it. So under the laws of nature, you're not awarded that opportunity. So the way to get committed to the truth is to realize it's not your best interest in the long run to be a liar. Now, another point I'd like to cover here is a liar will appear to get away with it. In the physical, if you sit back and you know the truth, and this person's standing there saying something else, and you know they're saying something else, and you watch the result they get, they got what they wanted. They, so to speak, got away with it. You'll think, well, wow, that worked cool. If all I have to do is lie to get what I want, I'm in. But you don't get to see the downstream repercussions of the lying that impacted on that person. Some serious things can befall that person. And if you're standing there watching that, you're going to go, wow, why did that happen? He really took it. That's terrible. Why did that happen to him? So he who has a good intelligence, he who has a spiritual master, he'll see and understand that lying got away with it at the moment. But down the road in 6 months, oh my goodness, his life's been crushed. So you go, ooh, I don't want that. Well, then when you come back and you witness the lying, realize it looks like it's going to work out for this dude. But actuality, it doesn't work out for anybody. So moving on now, let's go on to the concept of how do we get free of the contamination and the bad karma that we've earned by the little white lies. Back to the child concept. If you lie to your children, gradually when they get older, they go, you lied to me. You told me this, and that's not the situation. Why'd you do that? Oh, I didn't think you could understand. Oh, I was busy at the time. Oh, something else, and it was a concomitant factor. But the trust is gone. The kid's going, but you lied to me. You didn't help me build and become a better person. And this is an important factor in children. They'll ask you a question at 4 years old, and then they'll ask you the same question at 7 years old, and maybe 12 and 15 and whatever. They'll ask you the same question, and you have to give an answer that is relative to their ability to understand because of their level of development. But at each interpretation, each expression of information you transfer to them, it has to be the truth. So the next time they ask that question, you build on that truth and give them a deeper understanding. And again, until they fully understand the subject, which was way too complex for them to understand at 4. But at 17, they understand it easily. So as a parent, you must be conscious of the fact that you can't lie to your children, because later you have to build upon that information you gave them. If it's true, great. The kid grows straight and true. But if you've lied to them, you have to try to correct it down the line, or they find out down the line you've lied to them, and the trust is broken. So now let's talk about the concept of how do I get free from the contamination? You have to find a way of purifying yourself from the contamination caused by lying. And since it's like the act has been released into the here and now, into the universal structure, into your karmic life and reality. The energy has been put out, and it has been a lie, and it's been recorded by the Lord witnessing, and it's gone into the material atmosphere, and the material atmosphere recognized that wasn't true, and you're bound by it. You're covered. In the Vedic literature, in Bhagavad Gita by Srila Prabhupada, it says that the mirror of the mind becomes cloudy. Now, if you go to the mirror to try to see, you've got something in your eye, and you go to the mirror and you try to look, but the mirror is dirty, it's a problem to get on with getting that out of your eye. But if the mirror is clean, no problem. Similarly, the lying and deception that we develop or produce in our lives clouds our spiritual vision. It clouds our perspective and understanding of reality in our lives. So to keep our lives on a progressive path, you have to cleanse that mirror. But the mirror is caused by actions. Actions that you don't have the ability to take to clean it. If we do good, that's one thing. We do bad, that's another. But in both cases, you can't reverse it. You can't retract it. So cleansing the mirror of the mind, cleansing the heart, takes another potency, something far superior to the potency of doing good. In the Vedic literature, it's described that the Lord is well aware of this problem, and out of compassion, out of his benevolent compassion, he has developed a method such that you can clear the mind and the heart of these types of contaminations, so you're free to move on in spiritual life. First of all, you have to want to. First of all, you have to recognize that this isn't working. It isn't good. It doesn't breed well for my future. And you start being truthful. And then you'll get an opportunity to learn the method for cleansing the heart. The method is given in the Bhagavad Gita, as it is by Srila Prabhupada. And it's part of the movement for this age, because everyone is so unfortunate in this age, that we need a very serious method that's very easy to do and cheap and etc., etc. And the Lord produced this method and incarnated onto the planet as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for delivering this method, because he knew you're going to need something potent, effective, to get rid of all of the, well, very long period of time of lying. And the method is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The mantra is sequence of words, the potency of the words, the cadence, the entire energy flow of the mantra is such that it cleanses the mirror of the mind, it cleanses the heart of all this contamination accumulated for many, many years, many, many lifetimes, it's described in the Vedic literature. So if one hears the mantra, learns the mantra, chants the mantra, he's engaging the senses, and those senses become purified. The hearing in the mind and the thinking in the mind cleanses it, and the purification and cleansing effect penetrates the mind, the intelligence, and the heart of the living entity. Now, whether you're chanting it or someone's chanting it to you, it enters the ear, and the potency is received in that way. So if you take it seriously and you chant the mantra offenselessly, you don't challenge, you just use it like a tool. You don't try to break the tool, you use the tool, right? Similarly, you don't try to critique the mantra, you try to use, employ the mantra as a gift, as a method of purification that's being given benevolently to you for a specific purpose where you have a problem. The contamination caused by lying and other sinful activities. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is specifically designed to cleanse the heart of the living entity. Because in this age is such a contaminated place. We see the politicians lie constantly. Everybody thinks, oh, be careful, you use car salesmen, they lie. Or they go, lawyers, man, all they do is stand up there and say, if it pleases your honor, and they lie. These are a couple of vocations that everybody's pretty well identified. Politicians, lawyers, and car salesmen. They just lie. It's part of their life, their vocation. Well, we have that in everybody. As part of their job, as part of your life, of raising kids, of living with a spouse, everybody is lying. Everybody has difficulties, unwanted difficulties, that befall them in their lives. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is delivered to the planet by the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically for cleansing the mind and the heart of the living entities so that you can get back on the path without that niggling fear in the back of your mind, no skeletons in your closet, shall we say, that restrict you from developing your purified consciousness. As we've covered before in our program, the living entities are by nature eternal spiritual beings who are full of knowledge and compassion and who are giving and rendering service out of that compassion. But in the material world, everyone becomes selfish, foolish, godless, sinful. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra fixes all of those problems. If one simply vibrates the Hare Krishna Mantra, daily, regularly, with the same amount, they become purified. So take this opportunity by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is free and effective and very powerful. And if you employ this mantra, you will cleanse the problems from lying previously. You will recognize that this is a method that is actually for your benefit as opposed to lying, which is averse to your benefit. You will start to see things in proper perspective again, and you'll see the path through your own life more readily. And you'll start to feel happiness. You'll start to feel that you understand. So many people don't understand. Everybody runs into that at some point or another. It's just so hard because I don't understand. No one's explained the situation to me, so I'm confused. So this Maha Mantra is a broad spectrum solution to the many problems that are caused by the hypocrisy, the quarrel, and the lying of this age. It helps you to get over, because if you have someone lie to you and cheat you and mistreat you and abuse your emotions, you feel bad. You feel hurt. And that can be repaired by this mantra too. You get above it. You get above the pain and the confusion. You get above the hopelessness, because you're actually tasting the solution. Just like someone who's hungry, they get to eat, they feel better. Someone who's sick, they take good medicine, they start getting better. They know there's been a positive change. Wow, that helped. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has a perfect record of helping by positively influencing the chanter and the hearer simultaneously. So take to reading the Vedic literature. Start with Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In that book, His Divine Grace teaches you all about the importance of chanting, teaches you all about the Lord's Paramatma feature, witnessing, teaches you all about your predicament in the material world and the goal of returning to the spiritual world in clear, concise, easy-to-understand terms so that it makes a positive effect on your life. This is the gift of the spiritual master. This is the importance of the Vedic literature. This is the doorway for you to get out of the confusion you're in, get out of the predicament you're in, free your mind, free your heart, lift yourself to your best potential, improve your future knowingly and progressively. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, please, for your benefit and everyone around you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.